From KQED News, I'm Jeremy Siegel, coming to you from the parking lot of the Stanford Stadium, which is already filled up with Stanford and Cal fans. It's the 120th year of the big game. Stanford and Cal will face off in one of the longest-running rivalries in college sports. And in the lead-up to the big game today, there were a lot of traditions being played on campuses all week. Reporter Ryan Lindsay tells us about some of the traditions at Cal.
The week leading up to the big game, Cal's campus is lit up with blue and yellow lighting. The Cal marching band goes from dorm to dorm, pumping students up for the big game, and then there's the bonfire.
So we'll have the biggest legal bonfire west of the Mississippi.
That's Sophie Burns. She's a senior at Cal and the chairwoman of Berkeley's rally committee. I wasn't able to fact check that it's actually the biggest legal bonfire west of the Mississippi, but we'll take her word for it. It's at the Greek Theater. Think of a souped-up pep rally with plenty of Cal fight songs. In addition to the wood-burning fire, Cal will light its Fiat Lux torch, an 11-foot-tall steel statue.
This year we'll actually be lighting it in honor of all those who were affected by the North Bay, California fires.
And then there's the X. It's the famed trophy that the winning team takes home. And it's basically what it sounds like. It's the head of an old-school axe, like 1899 old-school, mounted on a wooden frame. A golden plaque on that frame lists the year Stanford or Berkeley won. Stanford has held the axe for the past 7 years, way before Sophie got to Cal.
I think we're all kind of crossing our fingers and hoping that this could be the year that we break Stanford's streak.
We'll see about that. But if Cal doesn't step up, it'll be Stanford's 8th victory in a row over the Golden Bears, making it the longest streak in the history of the rivalry. For KQED News, I'm Ryan Lindsay.
For more coverage of the big game, be sure to stay tuned in to KQED throughout the day and check us out on Facebook and Twitter. We're at KQED News. I'm Jeremy Siegel.